Joining me right now is Emma van Rooyen, and we're talking about, you know, South Africa is just knocking it out the ballpark, both figuratively and literally when it comes to sport. We are, okay, look, not with France. Oh, no, I'm sorry. But we really are, we're an exceptional nation like this. Right. Okay, so sometimes you lose, but overall we're really brilliant. I think a lot has to do with young up-and-coming talent. So South Africa's young tennis talent continues to shine on the international stage, and at the recent ITFC, I don't know how to say this. I'm not Louis Karpers, but it's the Under-12 Southern African Zonal Team Championships in Maputo in Mozambique. Emma van Rooyen played a pivotal role in helping the South African team secure victory. And isn't that what we want? That's a team. What's a teamwork makes the dream work, right? Her skill, determination, and sportsmanship highlight the promise of the country's next generation of tennis stars. And she joins me right now. Emma, good afternoon. Thank you so much. And congratulations on the win. How did it feel to represent South Africa at the championships?
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, it is an it felt amazing. It was a dream come true for all of us to play for South Africa, and it was just an amazing experience. And it was eye-opening to play at an international level. Was amazing.
But you're only 12. So how long have you been playing tennis?
I probably started when I was about 5-6 years old, but I've only started playing that I knew I wanted to do this for a living for probably I've done it for a while, and I started, so I've probably played for I really wanted to do it for about 2 years now, and I started homeschooling a year ago.
You are adorable. Young Emma, tell me something. How many hours a day of tennis do you play?
I practice about 3 hours on the court, and then I have fitness as well, but that's only 2 times a week.
What does fitness mean?
It's strength training. I do weights and stuff like that, just to keep me fit. Because you don't only get the practice on the courts, but
yes.
The practice on the courts does play a big part, but you have to be fit and strong to achieve that.
Is your family very sporty?
Yes. So my sister also plays, she plays netball and tennis, and my dad also did a lot of sport, and my mom as well, and grandparents and aunts and uncles and everybody. Yeah,
amazing.
So everybody's quite sporty.
Emma, a big part of sport is mental readiness, right? We've seen people win and lose matches, games, golf tournaments based on where they are mentally. So how do you prepare mentally and physically we know, but how do you prepare mentally for competitions at this level? How do you stop your nerves from getting the better of you?
Honestly, there isn't really a way. It's good to have a bit of nerve. If you don't feel nerve at all, then that's really when you should start thinking. But there isn't, I would bounce around. But as you start playing, you would, the nerve goes away. Then you sort of forget about the worries. You're just focusing on this point and on the match.
Yes.
But I would sometimes listen to music, or just try to forget about it, stop the nerves from coming. It will come, and you will be nervous. But I would just try to listen to music, or just forget. You don't want to think about how good this person is, or how much you must not lose this match, because that's when you start making the nerves worse. So, you must just focus on every point, and then, so I just try to
understand.
Almost zone out, almost, just to block everything out. So,
I've tried that zone out technique myself. Emma, can you ever call upon your team? You know, having a team behind you and with you, are you able to call on them? You know, if you're very nervous, does it help calm you?
A bit. It like the if they support you, you like it like pumps you up. Then you're like, okay, but you can do this now. Like sometimes you have like a doubt, and then that's also when you get nervous. So when they like support you, or when they like almost pep talk you up, it helps a lot as well. And like yeah, like the coach, my coach knows me quite well, so he knows what to say and what not to say and what to. How to help me, and so helping a team is nice, yeah.
So who went with you to Mozambique? Did you have a family member, or is it just yourself and your coach, the team and the coach?
Well, I went with my team. So I was like on my own, but my dad came with me. He also helped a lot. But I was mostly with my coach and with the team, and they were all amazing. Especially the coaches, they supported me a lot during like the tough part of the matches.
What were the tough parts of the matches?
Well, sometimes you are like far behind. Like sometimes you're actually far ahead. Like you're 5-1 up, so it's just like okay, I only need one more game and then you win. But that's actually when the match can like make a huge turn. So it has happened. So I have actually lost a match or lost a set when I was like 5-2 up. And I've also been on the other side where I was 5-1 down. And then and then I like came back. So that's the difficult part, just like to keep on going. If you are ahead or you are behind, and sometimes you just don't have a good day. So then it's just difficult because obviously that like breaks you down because now the stuff that usually works doesn't work. So that's the difficult part. So to have someone to like hype you up and stuff is just amazing.
Important.
Those are like the difficult.
I imagine that it's very difficult to not succeed. What do you tell yourself to get up, you know, in order to keep going? What's that conversation in your head?
So, it was very difficult to get to a stage where I can actually like talk myself up. A lot of the times you're like, no, I give up. I can't do this anymore. So it's very difficult. But I've learned like if I just keep going, there is still a chance. It's the match is not over till it's over. So I mustn't give up. If I'm 6-5 down, it doesn't matter. There's still a chance. I just need to keep going. But it's obviously very difficult to think like that because nothing's working and like you can't, but you must just like keep on going. And if you're not in a match and you lose a match, a lot of times you just want to stop. You're like, now you work so hard and then you lose. But the thing is, there's always someone better than you. Sometimes you have a bad day or sometimes the player is just better than you. So it is difficult. It does break you down. But I've just learned, like, when I achieve the goals and stuff, that's what keeps me going. Like, when I achieve the goal and just the fact that I, like, love the game so much. Aww.
That's wonderful. Who's inspired you?
Well, I've always wanted to, like, I always watch the tennis on the TV. So I've always looked up to, like, Sabalenka and all those people, just seeing, like, how, like, I can just see how much they enjoy it. And it's just, they inspire me. Just, like, I would love to be there one day. So that's just what those are the people that inspire me, and also my family. No one has tried to like go professional, but they inspire me a lot. Like when they do something hard, like run or something like that, they don't give up. So they inspire me not to give up when I'm playing.
Emma van Rooyen, it has been such a privilege and such a pleasure speaking to you because you are so humble. And you know what? The greatest people always are. And just good luck with your incredible career. And
thanks so much.
Just well done. Well done to you. That is Emma van Rooyen. And isn't she just marvelous? You can hear that champion, hey? Champions. There's no bluff. There's no bluster. It's just straight talk. Absolutely loved that.